Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Now, two federal judges have struck down most of President Trump's tariffs. A second ruling today from a federal district court judge in Washington ruled President Trump does not have the legal authority to impose tariffs on an emergency basis. You might call it self-dozing. First, Elon Musk, and now the highest levels of his Department of Government Efficiency, are exiting Washington. A federal judge is stopping the Trump administration from revoking Harvard's ability to enroll international students. Professor Nancy Gibbs with the Harvard Kennedy School tells ABC News.
In a way, this is about all of higher education all over the country. This is about students all over the country. This is about research and progress all over the country and all over the world. This is in no way is this just about Harvard. We just happen to be the face of it, but this is about everyone.
Reports say Israel and Hamas may have a 60-day ceasefire deal. The White House says it's a U.S. plan, but didn't confirm a truce. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced another new multi-state lawsuit against the Trump administration. According to a press release from the Wisconsin Department of Justice, the new lawsuit seeks to stop the Trump administration from reducing funding for scientific research in the state, specifically at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and Milwaukee. It requests a court order blocking two National Science Foundation orders that paused multiple projects and would leave the universities unable to pay for research materials. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting applications for the Beaver Management Plan Committee. According to a press release, the agency is seeking organizations that focus on things like trapping, fishing, agriculture, and conservation. The committee will be tasked with providing input to the Department of Natural Resources during the development of an updated beaver management plan. More information can be found on the DNR's Beaver Management Plan webpage, and applications will be accepted until June 20th. A group of wakeboating enthusiasts have filed a lawsuit against a Burnett County town, claiming an ordinance meant to restrict certain artificial wake activities on its lakes is unconstitutional. The lawsuit was filed against the town of Scott earlier this month and requests injunctive relief against enforcement efforts of what they call the vague, overbroad, and illegal ordinance. The ordinance was approved in November, and this lawsuit is the first legal action filed over wake-enhanced boating in Wisconsin amid growing controversy over the issue. Town of Cable residents voted to approve a split in town clerk and treasurer responsibilities into two separate positions at their recent annual meeting. The vote to make the change was unanimous, with officials saying the workload of the combined job had grown substantially and it was no longer possible to have one person handle both. The town clerk and town treasurer will now be two separate positions, with the clerk handling disbursements and the treasurer handling deposits. It also means the town will not need to conduct an audit every year. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers beat the Red Sox again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers have today off before going on the road to play the Phillies tomorrow night. Yesterday, another dramatic win for Milwaukee. 6-5 over the Red Sox. Caleb Durbin with two hits, three runs batted in. A sacrifice fly in the bottom of the 10th, just enough into center field so Sal Frelick could score the winning run.
Yeah, that's the goal. Try to get it deep enough. I knew their outfielders were playing pretty in. So even a low line drive, you know, hopefully gets the job done, but, you know, can't go wrong with trying to get it, you know, deep in the air.
NFL Packers OTAs wide receiver Jaden Reed asked if it was true his agent Drew Rosenhaus called the Packers after they drafted a wide receiver, Matthew Golden, in the first round.
A lot of people misinterpreted that. Like, I hired a new agent, and we talked about it before even the draft, really, that he said that he was going to talk to the front office and everybody here to, you know, just catch up and make sure everybody's on the same page.
That's Packers receiver Jaden Reed with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers and maybe a small storm popping up this afternoon and into early this evening. Otherwise, tonight, we dry things out and start to warm things up. Highs today will make it to the mid-70s and by tomorrow, the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 70 degrees at our studios.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
This week on the Rational Revolution, we've got Devin Remiker. He's running for chairman of the Wisconsin Democratic Party.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zobbers, on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome in hour number two of the big program on Thursday, May 29th, 2025. It is a great day to be Wisconsinite from the world headquarters of Civic Media in downtown Madison. Glad you're along. Overcast skies now. Maybe some showers across parts of the state of Wisconsin. Some rain. Still needed rain here and there, but then the weekend looks sunny and warm. So there you go. We'll continue to update you on that. Many thanks again to Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez for joining us in hour number one. If you didn't catch it, feel free to download the podcast. You can find it at civicmedia.us. Albaugh Show. Is that how they do it? I don't know. Just go to civicmedia.us. Then it'll say shows. And you click on that, and you'll find our show.
Yeah, you click on shows, you find the Todd Albaugh Show.
I should probably know how to find my own shows. But I, you know. I'm sorry, I'm looped up on sinus meds. I'm
gawked up on Whoop Chick.
I apologize for the voice today, everybody. But I'm not the only one. I talked to some friends of mine. I guess tree pollen this year. Which is just going
the
crazy.
Tree pollen is crazy. By my house, yeah. I keep wanting to open my windows when I turn on my car because, you know, it's getting warm. And right. It's sitting there baking in the sun all early morning. Mm-hmm. And then I do, and then start seeing all the tree pollen float into my car. And I'm like, actually, I'm just going to keep these up.
Right. Somebody, you park your car for a half hour, you come back, and it's all covered with pollen.
Oh, yeah.
Either green or white or whatever.
Coated.
Yeah. You think I'm breathing that in? Holy cow. So anyway, I suffer through like most Wisconsinites do. I'm on Claritin, Sudafed, Fluticasone, Ibuprofen. And people ask me, Todd, why are you goofy? That's why.
I don't think that's in the side effects of Claritin.
No, but I don't think it really is. The former pharmaceutical tech tells me. What are these side effects?
Of Claritin?
Yeah.
Drowsiness, probably. That's the main
really?
One.
Really? I wish I were more drowsy.
Although there might be, I think Claritin is usually non-drowsy now, or at least drowsy. Yeah.
It is. All right, enough about Todd's sinus problems. Carrying on with the show, coming up here in a little while. This is going to be fantastic, or at least I hope. I pitched this idea earlier to our old Luke Mathers, and he said, oh, sure, do that. And he walked out and he shut the door. And I said to Zobbers, was he being sarcastic or was he being serious?
He had to take a phone call, so it was rushed, so it was hard to tell.
I don't know. We'll find out. We'll find out soon. Think of have you been in a relationship? It was fast. It was furious. Like a comet. It burned bright. And then it was over. And you broke up. And then
What is your best, what's your favorite breakup song? We have a list from Billboard magazine. The best breakup songs of all time. We're going to play some of those and take your breakup songs as well. And because we're doing this for a serious reason. Elon Musk announced that he's essentially breaking up with Donald Trump, that he's had enough of Washington, that he's leaving Doge, his made-up doggy Department of Government Efficiencies thing. And he and his tech bros, his kids, are leaving. I wonder if Big Balls is leaving too. That's the nick. That's the real nickname of one of the 20-something-year-olds that is helped running Doge.
I wonder how many people who are in Doge are ever going to be in any relationship again, much less a short one, because they've done incredibly stupid things that I imagine any sane person would look at and be like, now, why would you do that?
That's
You're
really
an
funny,
idiot.
Right? Yeah, who would date a Doge boy?
Not I.
Neither would I. All right, 10 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that, this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that. Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money to give away. Nothing to... What is it? Nothing to give away. No prize money involved. There we go. But it is your chance to have your voice heard all across the great state of Wisconsin on this, the 177th birthday of the great state of Wisconsin. It's fantastic. I love celebrating our state. So here we go. Timely indeed, as Mike Lucas likes to say, because it's the spring, right? A lot of kids are going to be getting out of school, both high school and college. And I don't, well, we'll get into it, but I don't get part of this, right? But here it is, the category today. What's worse, too busy or nothing to do? Too busy or nothing to do? What's worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You could also text us on the Civic Media app. Don't have it, you say? Well, let me tell you something, Grasshopper. Man with Civic Media app is smart indeed. Go get it, download it, because here's, you can do stuff with our goofy contest here for What's Worse, but really tomorrow we have our Friday Brewer ticket giveaway. I'm filling in for Kreitlow tomorrow on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow with Todd Albaugh from 6 until 9. We are going to have a word on Kreitlow's show. Then Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach are going to have a word on Matt Nair on Air from 9 until 11. Tom Hartman out in Portland, Oregon, we send it to him by courier pigeon because Hartman doesn't believe in emails. And so we send the word out via courier pigeon and he unravels it. He'll have a word. Then we'll have a word. Then Maggie Dodd will have a word after us from 4 until 6. So be listening all day tomorrow because somebody at the end of tomorrow, the computer will randomly choose a winner tomorrow, and somebody's going to have 4 tickets to a Milwaukee Brewers game. So that's why you should download the Civic Media app today. Go to your app store on Apple or Android. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. Takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what CBS's Gail King calls a deal, the Civic Media app. Text us, what's worse, too busy or nothing to do? Too busy or nothing to do? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Go to the phone lines, listening here in the beautiful city of Madison on WMDX. Diane, too busy or nothing to do? What's worse?
What's worse? Too much to do.
Too much to do. Too busy.
All right. Too busy.
You get overwhelmed.
Well, I try to make sure that I coordinate everything so that it doesn't seem like I don't have anything to do.
I like that. I like that a lot.
So if I get up in the morning and do all of my ritual things that I have going on, then I have to say to myself, okay, you have something else to do, and that is you have to get out and you have to make the rolls in the garden. That's one thing I wanted to show you guys how to do it whenever you guys come over to Mamie's backyard garden.
Really? So, all right.
Yeah. So keep that in mind, okay, because you'll be able to get your organic vegetables here when the harvest comes. So I all want right. you to make sure you have to come in and you have to put in the work, but I don't have any trees in my backyard, so there's no pollen.
All right. Fair enough, Diane. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Listen, thanks for calling in. What's worse, too busy or nothing to do? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Tony, watching on the YouTube channel, says nothing to do is so much worse when you have nothing to do. All right. Appreciate that, Tony. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Roger, listening up in beautiful Stevens Point, says too busy is worse, especially if there's a deadline, right? Well, as an ADHD person, sometimes I work best under a deadline.
Oh, yeah. But I agree.
But yes, you're right. When there's that pressure, you have too much to do. That's no fun at all. What else do we have here? Adam, listening here in the beautiful city of Oregon on WMDX, says too much to do is worse. If there's nothing to do, take a nap. Oh, there, that's an idea as well.
Cam in Appleton says, nothing to do means I'm here. So take that as you will.
855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Tom, listening on WMDX in McFarland. Tom, thanks for calling. Too busy or nothing to do. What's worse?
Definitely too busy, because if I'm too busy, that means I'm stressed out. If there's nothing to do, that means I'm going fishing.
That's a great point. If you got nothing to do, you can find something to do, right?
You got it.
Thanks for calling. I appreciate it, Tom. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Zomers, what's worse? Too busy or nothing to do?
Well, it's a little bit difficult because, you know, every once in a while we'll have a what's worse category that I just don't know what I'm not an expert on. I'm not experienced with both. I don't know if I've ever had nothing to do. I mean, the closest I can think, first of all, if you have nothing to do at home, just look around. There's probably something productive you can do. And if not, what, do you not have hobbies?
Right.
And if you're at work and there's nothing to do, you can find something.
Right.
Like almost always, whether that's read a book, if there really is nothing you can do at your job. Like, I don't know. I've never had nothing to do. So
you have very strong feelings on
that. Yeah, I'm going to say that too busy is worse.
All right. Allison Cudahy, the category is too busy or nothing to do. Alice, listening to beautiful Cudahy on WAUK, says, I'd like to know who these people are that have nothing to do. I'll give them a few things to do. So she's with you, Zomers. She's absolutely with you. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, too busy or nothing to do? Kurt Madison says, lazy. I want to be lazy. So maybe Kurt's hoping that he has nothing to do. That's also a possibility. Category, what's worse, too busy or nothing to do? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Just looking here at a couple of other texts we have. I think we're caught up on that.
I believe so. All what right. about yourself?
I'm with you. Maybe I'm not quite as adamant about it, but I think in this context, what's worse is being too busy. Because I'm kind of like you. I mean, I think maybe what people are honing in on that think it's nothing to do, you can't be confused with loneliness, right?
Right.
So sometimes you're like, I've got nothing, I've got no one to do anything with. I think that's a different category than nothing to do. Because you're right.
That's true.
Look around my apartment, I've always got something to do to be productive. It's just a matter of whether I have the will to do it or not. All right, appreciate all your calls. Come on back on the other side. Breaking up is hard to do. Elon Musk says peace out to the Trumpster. Stay with us. You're listening to the All Ball Show right here across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Dismantling the IRA and other federal clean energy incentives will add a half a gigaton of greenhouse gas emissions by 2030. That's according to modeling from Princeton University. House Republicans passed aggressive cuts to clean energy incentives in their latest budget. The Senate is now considering the bill. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin has given the green light for a major build-out of fossil fuel-burning power plants in Wisconsin. We Energies wants to build new gas plants and operate them for 30 years, largely to meet the needs of Microsoft's new AI data center. It's turtle nesting season, and the DNR is asking drivers to slow down on roads near wet areas, lakes, and rivers. Wisconsin's 11 turtle species lay eggs from late May through June, when you can often see them along roads and in yards. You can help keep them safe by being alert when driving through their habitat. For a deep dive into environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Because when you travel in Wisconsin, you see what our beautiful state has to offer. And now, more than ever, you see the importance of the travel and tourism industry and the impact it has on our community's small businesses, infrastructure, and economy. Destination marketing organizations statewide are working diligently to generate the economic benefits tourism has to offer and ensure that tourism in Wisconsin recovers better than ever. Their work to drive visitation, book meetings and conventions, and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover Wisconsin, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. And you can do your part just by exploring Wisconsin yourselves or supporting your local destination marketing organization directly. To learn more about what Wisconsin's destination marketing organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's hard to do. Welcome back to the Tell 'Em All Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, along with Zomers on the board. 22 now, past the hour of 3 o'clock. Great song. I haven't heard that in a long time.
It's a classic, though.
It really. You could hear songs like that every Saturday night on Those Were the Days with our friend Phil Nee on WRCO, a part of Civic Media, from 6 until 9 every Saturday night. If you're not in Southwest Wisconsin, dial him up on the Civic Media app. Just download the app, open it up, scroll down WRCO. You'll hear all kinds of great oldies every Saturday night, 6 until 9. Those were the days with our friend Phil Nee. I think breakups, a lot of times we associate them with breakup songs. No bigger breakup in the news today. This according to the Associated Press from last night. Elon Musk is leaving his government role as a top advisor to President Donald Trump after spearheading efforts to reduce and overhaul the federal bureaucracy. His departure, announced last night, marks the end of a turbulent chapter that included thousands of layoffs, the evisceration of government agencies, and reams of litigation. Despite the upheaval, the billionaire entrepreneur struggled in the unfamiliar environment in Washington, D.C., and he accepted far less than, or accomplished rather, far less than he had hoped for. He dramatically reduced his target for cutting spending from $2 trillion to $1 trillion and then to $150 billion. and increasingly expressed frustration about resistance to his goals. Sometimes he clashed with other top members of the Trump administration who chafed at the newcomers' efforts to reshape their departments, and he faced fierce political blowback for his efforts. Musk's role working with Trump was always intended to be temporary, and he had recently signaled that he'd be shifting his attention back to running his businesses, such as the electric automaker Tesla and his rocket company SpaceX. But administration officials were often vague about when Musk would step back from his position, spearheading the, I'll interject into this story, made-up Department of Government Efficiency, known as DOGE, or I like doggy better. And he abruptly revealed that he was leaving his post on X, his social media website. He said, quote, "As my scheduled time as a special government employee comes to an end, I would like to thank President Donald Trump for his opportunity to reduce wasteful spending. The DOGE mission will only strengthen over time as it becomes a way of life throughout the government," unquote. So there you go. Elon Musk leaving Washington, D.C. Now, a couple of things. A, he got a beat down politically right here in Wisconsin. He spent over $20 million of his own money to try to help get Brad Schimmel elected to the state Supreme Court. And, of course, Judge Susan Crawford won by 10 points. Wasn't even close.
That is what the kids call a blowout.
Is that what the kids call it?
Very probably. Good.
A blowout. All right. Yeah, so that was very embarrassing. And remember, Trump has said he does not like losers. So I don't think that sat well with Trump when Musk put in $20 million and still lost the race here in Wisconsin. That was part of the impetus for this, I think. Also, as the article points out there from the Associated Press, was not nearly as successful as he said he was going to be and basically created chaos in Washington, D.C., and a lot of serious implications. In the meantime, there will be tens of thousands, if not millions of people around the world will die because of what Elon Musk did, namely cutting the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, the PEPFAR program, first started by former Republican President George W. Bush, which was a bipartisan initiative and is credited with saving millions of lives, particularly on the continent of Africa. Gone. So yes, there's a serious side to that, and I get that. But I also think it's just kind of funny. Not the part I just said, but this whole very public love affair, non-sexual, we assume, between Elon Musk and Donald Trump.
No, it's absolutely funny because it's something that literally everybody besides potentially those two saw coming. You look at it and you're like, wow, Trump's going to get annoyed with him or he'll screw up once and be out. That's
no,
it.
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
No, and the fact that they were so in love with each other politically or whatever, I also think there's a jealousy factor for Trump. I think he got jealous of the fact that Musk was essentially the shadow president. And I think Trump was like, yeah, time to go. And also, there's lots of reports. Susie Weil, the chief of staff for Trump, she was no Musk fan either. So I thought it'd be fun to look at breakups, the breakup of Musk and Trump to a degree, and what your favorite breakup song is after the break here. And a shout out to Everett listening on WMDX here in Sun Prairie, a more serious take saying, hey, Todd, I get that it's kind of for a bit, but I would argue that your characterization of Musk leaving his role as DOGE as a quote-unquote breakup with Trump is cutesy, but inaccurate, and maybe a little irresponsible. Not the first time I've been called cutesy. In reality, Musk is done, he writes. In a mission accomplished sort of way, he managed to stop investigations into his companies, awarded the company's government contracts worth millions or more, and hijacked Americans' data, as well as seeding governmental agencies with his young lackeys and exerting additional influence no individual ought to have. All this while providing no evidence of the quote-unquote fraud and waste he was supposedly looking for. And no indictments or prosecutions or any individuals of groups supporting to have engaged in this fraud. Enjoy the show. Cheers. Thanks, Everett. I appreciate that. Yes, there's seriousness, but everybody breaks up once in a while. And now Trump and Musk have their own. What's your worst breakup? A great breakup song on the other side. Stay with us on Civic Media.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Dairy keeps making sales, putting the market in a comfortable position. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Thursday. Today we're talking dairy with Ryan Yonkman. Ryan is vice president and co-founder of EverEgg. He says butter has had a particularly robust international play, which is unusual.
The big takeaway from the cold storage last week was butter. We've been hearing about the idea of big butter exports internationally. We've got to remember international butter is 82% fat, unsalted. So for us to make that switch, you really, really need a firm order. And the butter spread has been wide enough that indeed we are seeing big U.S. butter exports leave the country. Butter stocks drew down counter seasonal. Since then, we've seen butter rally about 40 cents or 30 cents on the board. And that was really the biggest story coming out of that report, which does help the class three market, believe it or not.
Ryan Yonkman along with us, vice president and co-founder of EverEgg. We'll take a look at how the markets closed on a Thursday next.
Everybody wants to enjoy their grilling experience. That means you should think twice about what you're putting on the grill and what people will put in the center of their plate. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here to remind you about Bavaria Sausage. Not only do they have award-winning products that you can pick up at their store located at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg, Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturday, 9 until 1, always open online, BavariaSausage.com. The other item to keep in mind is the clean label that your family can enjoy. Simple ingredients make the savory flavors that are featured in all of Bavaria Sausage's selections. And let's also remember about the convenience and value you're getting. Think about that protein that you're featuring for your family and the inexpensive cost when you purchase at Bavaria Sausage. Check it out online, BavariaSausage.com. Stop by and say hello. Corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg. Bavaria Sausage.
The good work that the dairy markets have been doing didn't come to fruition today. June milk is down 19 cents at 1916 a hundredweight. The July contract down 43 cents at 1950 a hundredweight. Barrel cheese closed a half a cent higher at $1.87. The 40-pound block cheese down a quarter of a cent at $1.94 and three quarters. Double A butter closed 7 cents lower at $2.45 and a half. That's after being up 10 and a half cents this week. Grain markets are mixed. Cash corn closed 4 cents lower at $4.47 a bushel. December new crop corn down 2 and a quarter at $4.41 and a quarter. Cash beans closed 3 and a quarter cents higher at $10.51 and three quarters. But November new crop beans down a quarter of a cent at $10.37 and a quarter. July new crop wheat closed 3 and three quarter cents higher at $5.34 a bushel. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers and maybe a small storm popping up this afternoon and into early this evening. Otherwise, tonight, we dry things out and start to warm things up. Highs today will make it to the mid-70s and by tomorrow, the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Matt Miller, Milwaukee-based film critic. The film Sinners, the more distance I have from it, the more I liked it. Is that an Oscar film?
I think there is a love for what Sinners is doing, that a studio movie was this interesting and creative and thoughtful, but also entertaining. This is not the last you will hear about Sinners this year. I'd be shocked if it doesn't get a Best Picture nomination.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters, Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Maggie Dawn.
Donald Trump says no tax on tips. Sounds like a good deal? It's not. I discuss with Chef Greg Leon next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
So vain. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 minutes now past 3 o'clock on a Thursday, May 29th on Civic Media. Zomer's on the board, dialing up the tune. Going to be a lot of music in this segment. I'm very excited about this. Talking about breakups. Yeah, I get it. I know that we already identified in the last segment. There's a very serious side to Doge, the made-up agency that Elon Musk and Trump did. So-called Department of Government Efficiency. And it wrecked a lot of lives, and I will continue to do so. And I've called it out several times in this program. But I also think there's just kind of a funny side, this very public bromance between Musk and Trump. I mean, what, Musk put in like over $200 million into Trump's campaign. And you think, oh my gosh. But the guy's a multi-billionaire. And he's made, Musk has, billions with a B more due to Trump doing him a solid for helping him get elected. And they act like they're all lovey-dovey in public, but reports are behind closed doors, they're not getting along so much. And last night, Elon Musk announced he's leaving Washington, leaving the administration. And now The Hill reports today, three top officials at Doge are also set to leave their special government employee roles at the White House. White House confirmed that advisor Steve Davis, spokesperson Katie Miller, and lawyer James Burnham are also departing Doge. These folks apparently have been with Musk at SpaceX before and now leaving as well. I'm not sure if the kids are leaving, the young kids. But we'll find out. Anyway, it got me thinking, because I think we've all been there, or at least a lot of us have. When you get into a relationship, and it's hot and heavy and great, and then all of a sudden it's over, and it's just not going to work, and it burns out. And then we have all these breakup songs. There's a lot of great breakup songs. Billboard magazine, I think it's still a magazine. I mean, it's still around. They're online at billboard.com. But boy, when I started in radio, I'll happily date myself, in 1987.
Now, if you happily date yourself, is that a short-lived relationship?
If I happily date myself?
You're dating yourself? Sorry, bad joke.
I've been dating myself for years, believe me. Anyway, back in 87, into the 90s, probably early 2000s, Billboard magazine would come to the station. And that you would find out what the number one song is in America on the top 40 charts, on country music, R&B. Jeff Perry will remember this. And you live for, and that was the big deal back then for artists to be number one. Casey Kasem, America's top 40. And he'd count down the songs, every week, the 40 top songs. So Billboard magazine has put together a compilation, the top 100 breakup songs of all time. Give us a call. What, do you have a breakup story? And, you know, it has to be FCC compliant. But you have a breakup story you'd like to share? Or what is your favorite breakup song? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or text us on the Civic Media app. What is your favorite breakup song? Or a breakup story? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You don't have to overshare if you don't, but have you ever been in a relationship where it was just a short-lived thing?
I have not. Mm-hmm. The closest, I mean, I've only dated one person. We dated twice.
Yeah.
And they were both longer more serious relationships. Mm-hmm. The closest thing is I've been on a couple of dates with some people, and I would not call that, it didn't burn brightly and shortly. Mm-hmm. It's like a dud match. It just didn't burn at all.
Didn't burn at all. It was a dud. It was a, yeah.
It was kind of just like, all right, so conversations go two ways. It would be nice if you would also make eye contact. That was one of them.
Right.
So yeah, fun.
The vast majority of my relationships have been short term. had one longer relationship back in college over a year, and then we broke up, and that was with a woman, and then I kind of figured things out after that. Longest relationship I have with a guy ever is like 8 months. Not even that, maybe 6-ish, something like that. But so I know about this all too well. But have you ever had a short-lived romance and then broken up? Or what's your favorite breakup song? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or you can text us on the Civic Media app. Download it today. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Ollie up the North Woods. Ollie, thanks for listening and calling in. Favorite breakup song, or have you had a short-lived then romance and breakup?
Oh, I don't kiss and tell, so we aren't going to know about the short-lived business.
Okay, all right.
But my favorite song is Patsy Cline, Walking After Midnight.
Oh, yes. Very good. I'm
walking.
Right.
After midnight.
Zombers can sing it. We'll see if he can bring it up. Yeah.
All right.
That's a great song. That is a really Patsy Cline. I love me some Patsy Cline. All right, Ollie, thank you very much. We won't make it kiss and tell. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was good. That was great. When you got a little Patsy Cline, bring her in. We'll try to play some of these as we have time. 8-5. Oh, look at that. Here we go.
I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you.
The great Patsy Cline. Great job, Ollie. What's your favorite breakup song? The all-time best breakup song. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Jill, listening on WMDX in Madison, has chimed in. Zummers, I think this was on from the Billboard Top 100, says, definitely I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor. Great song to sing and to dance to. Look at that, Zummers and the DJ. Here we go.
At first I was afraid, I was petrified, kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. And I learned how to get along. And so you're back from outer space. I just walked in to find you here with that sad look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave your key. If I'd have known for just 1 second, you'd be back to bother me. Lord, now go.
I love this song.
I wish we
played too much of it. Facebook gets angry at us. So
yeah.
That's just, we talked about this with Kira Sabin. This is music that can help us mentally.
Absolutely.
Right?
What's going to help you get over a breakup faster than jamming out to that one?
Than a great breakup song. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's your favorite breakup song? Or a quick story.
Megan here in the office says, ironically, my favorite breakup song is Somebody That I Used to Know by Gautier.
Oh.
But only because my husband and I always break out singing at full volume when it comes on. Not really? Because it applies in any way.
That's Someone That I Used to Know.
That is another good one.
All right, we got that. There we go.
Collect your records.
Great song. Well, it's also on the Billboard 100 list of best breakup songs. Somebody That I Used to Know. Great, great song. Nicely done by our own Megan here. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What is your favorite breakup song? Or in your opinion, the best breakup song? And you have a story about breaking up with someone. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We have Carol on the line, listening on WMDX here in Madison. Carol, thanks for calling. Breakup songs, what do you think?
Time For Me to Fly by REO Speedwagon.
Oh, Time For Me to Fly by REO Speedwagon. All right, well, she's gone, I think. Yeah, it was quick, and it was just like most of my relationships, quick and over. all right, well, the Zomers will work on that one. He's brilliant over there on the board. It's like a DJ show here on a Thursday afternoon. What better way to spend an afternoon than great breakup song? Look at that, REO Speedwagon.
I've been around for you, been up and down for you, but I just can't get any relief. I've swallowed my pride for you, lived a life for you, but you still make me feel like a thief. You got me stealing your love away, 'cause you never give it. Peeling the years away, and we can't relive it.
That's a great song. REO Speedwagon, one of my favorite all-time groups. They were very, very big for a long time. REO Speedwagon there. This is one, Zomers, we did not have on the list. It did not make Billboard, but I agree with this listener, Kathleen, listening on WISS in Oshkosh. Every Rose Has Its Thorn by Poison. That was at every party that I went to in college. Every single place. Great song. I remember we had it in college. There was a party at Cave of the Mounds, I think it is. In a cave. Here we go.
Every rose has its thorn, just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad song. Every rose has its thorn.
My favorite part right there, where he goes, yeah, it does.
Oh, sorry.
No, you got it. You got it. Just right time. Yeah, it does. Poison. Every rose has its thorn. Oh, what memories. What's your favorite breakup song? What's the best breakup song? We're doing some of these according to Billboard Magazine or a breakup story. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Monica, listening on WMDX in Mount Horeb. Monica, thanks for calling in. Favorite breakup song or story?
I think it's Walking the Floor Over You. It's either Ernest Tubbs or Hank Williams Sr. The chorus goes, I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink. That is true. I'm hoping and praying that your heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor is good for you. So I've had some bad breakups.
That's fantastic. I'm walking the floor over you. That's great, Monica. Thank you for your listenership. We'll see if we can find that one. But some of these are just have, terrible lyrics. Nasty, nasty lyrics. But they set it to music, so it doesn't sound quite so bad. 855-752-4842. Oh, you found it, Summers. Who is it by?
It is Ernest Tubb.
Here we go.
And we will see you on the other side.
Sounds good.
On the Todd Allbaugh Show.
I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks out in two. Walking the floor.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Here's another community reminder from 107.5 WLAK. The summer 2025 Amory area youth camp and clinic opportunities are available for sports like tennis, pole vaulting, softball, basketball skills, even pickleball. Call Amory Community Ed for more information at 268-9771, extension 220. Another community reminder for you from 107.5 WLAK.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
From strangers to friends, friends into lovers, and strangers again. Back to this room.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show. Hopefully you're chilling out. 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock on the Civic Media Radio Network. Zomers, which one is that you queued up there?
That is Strange by Celeste, requested by Chris Geezy.
Very good. Geezy's listening in. Strange by Celeste. Strange. Strange indeed. We're talking about great breakup songs. What's your favorite breakup song? Our best breakup song of all time? Billboard Magazine has a list of 100, been playing some of them, asking for best breakup songs or a quick breakup story, if you have one, after Elon Musk and Donald Trump. Yes, there's a serious side to it, but they're kind of breaking up. Musk announced that he's leaving Washington, D.C. after creating chaos or chaos. Not sure if we're going to get to all the songs for you, but want to get people a chance. This, lots of calls. I love it. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Al in Campbellsport, beautiful Campbellsport, Wisconsin. Al, what's your favorite or best breakup song?
Breaking Up Is Hard to Do by Neil Sedaka.
Right? Yeah, it's a classic. Breaking Up Is Hard.
He put that out twice.
you're right. I forgot about that. Yeah, we let off
62,
the second.
And then I think it was 1975.
Yeah. That's awesome. We let off with that one. So we played it already, but great song. Really appreciate your listener. Thanks so much for...
guys.
Yep, thank you, Al. Appreciate you listening. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go back to the phone lines, and we'll check in with Pat east of Milwaukee. Pat, thanks for calling on WAUK. Favorite breakup song?
It's Hank Williams' famous Cold, Cold Heart.
Oh.
Saddest song he ever wrote.
Cold, Cold Heart by Hank Williams. All right.
Well, that's... you got to play. It's really short.
All right. We'll see if we're running out of time. We'll see if we can find it. Thanks, Pat. Appreciate it. 855-752-4842. Thomas is that good. See, look at this. Here we go. Cold, Cold Heart.
I try so hard, my dear, to show that you were my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme.
That's great. Hank Williams, who's better than that? Favorite breakup songs, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. I've lost the text. Oh, here it is. Lori, up in beautiful Hayward, Buzz of the North, WBZH, listening to us in beautiful Hayward. Lori says, Always on My Mind by Elvis Presley. Well, we're going to queue up, with all due respect, my favorite version of that song, Willie Nelson. I think we got that one, Willie Nelson, Always on My Mind.
If I made you feel second best,
you did.
Girl, I'm sorry I was blind. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind.
The great Willie Nelson. There you go. Fantastic. All right, Heather, checking in Eau Claire, says Skater Boy. How do you pronounce it?
Skater Boy by Avril Lavigne.
There, that's it. Here we go.
He was a skater boy. She said, see you later, boy. He wasn't good enough for her. She had a pretty face, but her head was off in space. She needed to come back down to earth.
That's fantastic. That's a good song. She says, it's from my sister who teaches American Sign Language. Said, I didn't realize it was a breakup song until a student translated it for a project. Seeing it signed, I had an aha moment, Oprah aha moment.
I found out it was a breakup song right now. I mean, it makes sense. But.
Oh, my niece, who just graduated from Eau Claire Memorial High School, saying, I'd say California and Me by, is it Luffy? I'm not sure. I'm proud. We'll see if we bring it up here. Thank you, Isabel. Appreciate it, Iz. And congratulations once again. Now, here we go.
For your flame, holding back my tears, I couldn't make you stay.
Ooh, that's very emotional. Very emotional. All right. Let's get, I'm not sure we get to all the phone calls. Hang on, we'll try to, but time is running short here. I want to get Taylor Swift, Zommers. We are never, ever getting back together, I think one of the best breakup songs, according to Billboard magazine, too. One of the best songs ever.
It's incredibly catchy. It doesn't really leave your head.
I love that so much. All right. Should we try to sneak one more in? How about the little Kenny Chesney to round it out? Not so much a breakup song, but an after it's all over kind of thing. And you're healing. You're healing a little bit. And you're thinking about the person you broke up with. And you're thinking about him or her, and you hear this on your truck, and you're like, yeah, that pretty much sums it up. Here we go, a little Kenny Chesney, Knowing You.
Knowing you, you're still wild and free. And knowing you, you're probably way over me.
but God, we were so alive. I was a kid on a carnival ride, holding my breath till the moment when you were gonna leave me too soon. But I'd do it all over, 'cause damn, it was good.
Our top 100 breakup songs, according to Billboard magazine, all balls. Great job, Somers. Thank you so much. That was fantastic.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, everybody. Maggie Dawn is next.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Now, two federal judges have struck down most of President Trump's tariffs. A second ruling today from a federal district court judge in Washington ruled President Trump does not have the legal authority to impose tariffs on an emergency basis. You might call it self-doging. First, Elon Musk, and now the highest levels of his Department of Government Efficiency, are exiting Washington. A federal judge is stopping the Trump administration from revoking Harvard's ability to enroll international students. Professor Nancy Gibbs with the Harvard Kennedy School tells ABC News.
In a way, this is about all of higher education all over the country. This is about students all over the country. This is about research and progress all over the country and all over the world. This is, in no way is this just about Harvard. We just happen to be the face of it, but this is about everyone.
Reports say Israel and Hamas may have a 60-day ceasefire deal. The White House says it's a U.S. plan, but didn't confirm a truce. This is ABC News.